All right, guys, on this episode, I am standing in front of the car that started this story about 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, met my husband. He was driving this car. I was driving one we no longer have. Last year, we filed for divorce. This year, we are still celebrating 20 years together. So the whole story incoming. All right, so that's a heck of a hook, right? So here's the deal. 20 years ago, I was drag racing in what's called the Club Series, which is pretty much like street cars. You can take them up, you can race them on the quarter mile drag strip, and it's just kind of a fun way to get out and have fun, right? So I was racing with my aunt. She had a 65 GTO, she had a 65 Mustang, and she also had a newer Mustang. I ended up buying a 2000 Mustang, which was white, and we were on this team. It was kind of separated by skill of drivers and number of drivers and those kinds of things, like how fast your cars were. Anyway, our team was consistently always either winning or second place, right? And the team that we were always competing against was the team that my husband was on. So his name is Cody, for those of you who do not know. So Cody was driving this car, which is a 99 Camaro, which is not my favorite body style, but he did buy this one fresh off the showroom floor after he graduated and has completely rebuilt the whole thing. So it looks like a stock wimpy 99, but it's not. I can attest, it is a lot of fun. So that's where we met, because we're always down on the line yelling for our teammates, you know, go or this sucks or whatever. So he heard every F-bomb and four-letter word that fell out of my mouth before we ever even started dating. So I was like, hey, free and clear, right? It's pretty good. So, but also, I could not, you guys, I am so bad with names. Like, I am terrible with names. And I could not remember his name. He kept telling me, oh yeah, my name's Cody. And then at one point, you know what, at that point where it's like, it's just too awkward to ask again. So I had to kind of do the like, here, let me introduce you to some of my friends and stuff and be like, hey, this is so-and-so. And then already prep them with the like, hey, I'm Jim Bob. What's your name? So that I could actually figure it out. Because I realized, oh, this guy's actually kind of cool, right? But I couldn't remember what his name was. So for the longest time, I just called him the cute Camaro boy, which now totally goes to his head because he's like, oh yeah, I'm the cute Camaro boy. But that's how we started. Anyway, so here we are. This car is faster. It was faster than my Mustang. I will give you that. So he managed to get the 100 mile an hour sticker. I could only ever make like 99.8, which they don't give you the 100 mile an hour sticker for, which was just really annoying and something that forever, to this day, he still teases me about and rubs into my face. But that's an okay thing, because I also, so the way drag racing works, drag racing is not just about who's fastest, it's about who's the most consistent. So you actually say, you predict, here is how fast I'm going to go. If you go faster than that, you lose. If you get closest to it or right on, then chances are you're gonna win. So it's whoever kind of gets closest to that. Part of that whole formula is how quickly you leave the line when the light turns green. And so a perfect light is a half second, because it's like the three yellow lights, doop, 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 and then green. And so it's a half second in between each of those lights. So to hit a perfect green light, you have a half second reaction time. Hope that makes any sense. So I was better off the line. I had better reactions. And so there were times that I would beat him just because of that. There were times that he would beat me, mostly because I would miss third gear when I was trying to shift. And you could see it from the grandstands. My aunt would be like, you missed third gear again, because she could see me like hit the steering wheel going down the line, like, damn it, missed it again. Anyway, so in fact, see this trophy right here? This is a very large trophy, yes. It is in fact the largest trophy that we have in the shop right now. And you know whose it was? Yep. So this is what I rub into his face all the time, because I actually won the part that matters, just because he can go a half mile an hour faster, right? Whew, all these memories coming back. It's crazy. So this is kind of how it all started. And it was a lot of fun. So I hooked you right from the beginning saying, last year we filed for a divorce, which is completely true. So here's what life looked like. When Cody and I first got together, we lived together. We actually built a house and lived together for about 6 years before we were married. I know. So we finally got married in our backyard with our dog sitting at our feet and just immediate close family, about 10 people there. So very simple wedding ceremony. At the time, Cody was working nights at Micron and I was working I had several different corporate jobs during that time. This is before I was working at the pet insurance company where I got invited to leave. So I was working and so was he, and we had kind of some different split schedules. At one point he ended up going from night work to normal everyday shift work, and it was like, whoa, this is a whole lot more time together. We had to rearrange our schedule and kind of figure this out, right? So when I started my own business and kind of fully dove in, and I think looking back on it now, life changed as an entrepreneur, and we didn't talk about like, whoa, things are changing, we need to rearrange our schedule, right? And I think that's the key, is we didn't talk. And so all of these things kind of that, you know, that I dove into as an entrepreneur and starting to learn and grow and do all these different things, and I wanted him to do them with me, and he's like, nah, that's not my thing. And so we kind of started growing apart. And so for about 5 years, I was like, wow, I'm kind of unhappy and I didn't know why, kind of unhappy. And then I finally figured out, and then I'm like, oh, it's all his fault. All his fault, totally all his fault, right? And so I made him out to be the bad guy. Now, in the meantime, I being so unhappy, had an intervention from several friends who actually, you know, really helped me understand that my happiness was only something that I could control, and invited me to see a therapist. So, thank goodness, I started seeing a therapist who made a huge, huge difference in my life. And one of the things, one of the biggest things that she helped me look at was, it's not just what he did, but it's also what I was doing. I made big changes in our marriage and didn't share those in a way that should have been shared with a partnership, right? Whew, this is making me all emotional. So I caused a rift and he caused a rift, and we ended up just kind of separating a lot. And there were some pretty rough years. And in fact, last year we decided, let's just file for divorce. So we had decided we were going to. I went off on a trip. He was hurting enough that he's like, you know what? I'm just going to file. Let's get this over with. So he filed papers while I was gone. So I came back and I got served, and I'm like, oh, this is real. So then we have 30 days to try to figure it out. Now, the good news is that love was never a factor. We have always loved each other, always. And we cared about each other enough as people that we were able to, you know, I was like, hey, you got this shop, you got all these cars. I don't want to take that away from you. What do we need to do so that you can keep that? What do we need to do so that I can have the stuff that makes me happy? So we actually were talking about like, how can we help improve each other's lives? And it was like, once we had that, we don't have to save this marriage thing, but we can still help each other as people. It's like the rules shifted. And all of a sudden, we were talking in ways that we never did inside of the confines of marriage, right? And so then, and we were riding our bikes down to the local bar. We'd go get a beer, we'd have pizza, we'd sit and talk and be like, okay, what are we gonna do here? And many, many, many tears. And oh my goodness, all of them right now. We actually were able to reconnect and totally fall back in love. Whew. So it was something that, honestly, if I would have made the bet, goodness sakes, if I would have made a bet if we were going to survive, I would have said no. There's no way. But what happened? Oh my goodness, you guys, I'm a mess. Oh, to the happy part, right? So we were able to reconnect as people, as genuine people who care about each other. And in 30 days, we totally fell back in love and agreed. Let's wipe up tears and paper towels. Just kidding. That's not what we agreed. So what we agreed was, you know what? If we can do this in 30 days, we can do a lot in a lifetime. So, oh, all right. So now, what do? Now we still play with cars. And so I have, we've grown the Camaro collection. We have killed the Mustang collection, just so you know, because Cody is not a fan of Ford by any means. And we couldn't have had more opposite cars at all, right? A black Camaro and a white Mustang. Like, talk about rivalry, right? So we totally had that rivalry. And I like to say it's just because I had a white Mustang, but really the truth is that I actually was overextended and was trying to sell my house when we were building ours, and we just didn't have the money to kind of keep everything. So we decided to keep this one since it meant so much to him, and mine was just a race car. So since then, we have added to the collection. So now we have this 99 Camaro. We have this one, which is a 68 Camaro, sorry. And then we have a 69 in the garage. So now, many nights what we do is we actually hang out here in the shop, because sometimes Cody's working on stuff, and I will, you know, hang out in the lounge chair, and I'll be a really good tool partner, because that's what I'm good at. But we also have started turning the back room here of our shop into kind of a fun little room, right? So over here we have, this is where I come hang upside down to stretch my back out. That is all the stuff from my old office. But over here, you guys have seen this before, we have a fun little arcade game, and we're actually getting ready to put in a Golden Tee golf game. So we come back here and play video games on a regular basis, which is something that Cody used to do, and I never liked the video games. But now it's fun because we're playing these old vintage ones, and like, I can actually kind of get along with them, so they're okay. And what's really fun is everything's kind of come full circle, because Cody, being the video game expert, has actually fed into some of the things that we are working on right now in Formula Done, where we're actually doing some video game elements into our course and really playing along with kind of all of that. So we're just having so much fun with it, and it's fun to see how it's totally come full circle. We still go take the cars out and have way fun. And work on them consistently, and I'm sure that this will not be the end of the collection. Another thing that we love to do is cook together. And in fact, since Cody has started to understand the business lifestyle, he's actually considered doing his own business around one of the things that he loves, which is cooking. So there may be a podcast, there may be a cookbook, there may be some fun stuff in the future. Just wait and see. It's going to be awesome. So just give you a little background here. Some of the things we do: hang out in the hot tub. Yes, we turn the temperature down in the hot tub and sit here and watch TV. It's really fun to watch a scary movie while you're outside in the water. It's quite an amazing experience. We also hang out an awful lot here on our back patio. And what we do here is mostly just sit and stare at the yard behind us. But we do have, so see, all the love of cooking, right? We have a griddle and a grill and a smoker. And so we hang out and play with these, and play with the dog, who's always around. Hey, Addie. So
This is now our life. We are pretty chill. Most days what we do are things that allow us to spend time together, connect, talk, communicate, and it's kind of fun because after 20 years, it's like a whole new relationship. It's like a whole new honeymoon period. In fact, last year at this time, we were actually in Puerto Rico because we were looking at places that I was going to move. He was actually going to help me find a place to move. And we decided, obviously, that I wasn't going to move. I was going to stay here because we were staying together, which is amazing. So, sorry for all the emotion, but I think it's an important, like it's a big important part of my story and something that I wanted to share with you guys. A little bit business related, you know, I think it's really tough being married to us as entrepreneurs. And I think that it's difficult for us as visionaries to be like, why don't you just get it? Like, I know it's going to happen, but you know, the opposite side of people, Cody is an engineer and he definitely wants, like, his languages are different and his happiness and desires and wants and dreams are different than mine. And so once we actually figured those things out and how to truly continue making each other happy, that now communication is so much easier and life is so much better. So whew, I hope that was enlightening and not too sad. And I will see you on some more Content Toolbox episodes where we'll get back to business and hanging out with the dog, I'm sure, still. All right. Thanks, guys.